Preserving federal documents, big deal for the government printing office. It's taken the commitment to the issue a step further by hiring the agency's first digital preservation librarian. David Walls will fill that new role at the GPO, and he joins us now to talk about the position and why GPO felt it was necessary to create it. Mr. Walls, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the position, digital preservation librarian. Why was that created?
Well, you know, the GPO celebrated its 150th anniversary this year, and it's got a long history of preserving information and making information available to the public. And as you know, in the last few years, a lot of that information that's coming out of federal agencies and those publications are now in digital form. So in the digital world, it's a lot more difficult to preserve information. So the era was right and the time was right for it.
Do you ever consider that one way to preserve it is to print them on good paper and bind them in a book?
There are different libraries that try that with certain publications, but the size and the cost of doing that would be so prohibitive.
Yeah, you'd have
so much information out there.
Yeah, reams and reams every second. So what? Now, how do you decide between NARA and GPO? Who decides which documents are saved by whom?
Well, GPO is basically archiving the documents that come out of the Federal Register, the federal government, Congress. NARA has its own sphere of what it's responsible for is the, you know, federal archives. So it's a very different role.
So let's talk about your role specifically and what you'll be doing. I mean, you're blazing the trail here, so how do you envision it?
Well, primarily, our project right now is to work on the federal digital system, as it's called. This is going to be a secure server to store huge quantities of digital government information and to ensure that it is a good repository of that content. I'm working with colleagues here at GPO to basically have it audited as a secure digital repository. We're going to do an internal audit process according to a series of documentation created by the Center for Research Libraries. They're sort of the verified game in town for auditing digital repositories. After we've done an internal audit, we're then going to turn around to the College and Research Libraries Board and ask them to put together an advisory panel. That advisory panel will work with us to provide a second external audit for FDCIS. And that's kind of like the follow-up, the seal of approval, if you think of it that way.
And I'm curious as to how you plan to preserve, what the plan is to keep these records preserved in perpetuity. Because, you know, the one good thing about paper is that 100 years later, it's still on paper. 500 years later, things are still on paper. In the electronic format, formats change, machines change, everything changes in a whole lot less than 100 years. So what's the plan for long-term preservation and retrieval of these records?
Well, you're right. In just the last 10 years, you've seen file formats change, and a lot, you know, one thing about the digital library world and information world is change is a given. What that means for our plans for FDCIS is looking at information coming into that server, into that repository that basically has the correct file types that we believe have long-term preservation value that are easily migratable to new file types, and designing a server, designing FDCIS to serve as a repository so that it can expand and that it is migratable and that it can basically working with networks so that it's backed up and that there are copies of it redundantly throughout the system.
But it's not something you can set and forget and put in a vault and then, you know, in 50 years someone say, hey, I want to take a look at that. It's got to be actively watched, in other words, for technology change.
Absolutely. That's the job of a preservation librarian, to look for new developments in the field as new information formats become available, and to stay in contact with the publishing world, the agencies that are producing these documents, and the actual IT people running FDCIS to make sure that it's all working smoothly.
Do you think that the creation of the position itself and what it is you have to do speaks to the evolution that is going on, not just around GPO, but within GPO, the government printing office? You almost might have to change your name.
Well, there's still going to be a place for quite some time for high-quality printing on paper. The speed of information retrieval and dissemination these days has created, with the technology shift, has created a clear green light demand for digital content, and more agencies are going that direction. But it is an evolution. It's the evolution that all libraries and agencies are grappling with.
We're speaking with David Walls, the preservation librarian at the Government Printing Office. And earlier you mentioned industry and how someone in a job like yours has to pay attention to what's going on in industry. But can you bring industry's involvement a little closer so that you get pre-warning of perhaps subtle changes in file formats and the types of information that can keep you ahead of the curve when it comes time to upgrading or changing documents such that they are usable with the new technology?
Well, it definitely requires a lot of networking, and that's what I do and what GPO is very actively involved in networking. You mentioned NARA earlier. We work with NARA, the Library of Congress, all different federal agencies. We attend networking conferences and things like that that are attended by people in the digital field from Microsoft and Xerox and other people that are actually creating and watching over some of the file types that this information structure, the information actually lives in the file type. It's a lot of that networking to stay on top of what's actually happening that's required.
Do you see, you mentioned how you work with other agencies, particularly when it comes to this. Do you have bottom line piece of advice for agencies that also need to take their digital information and preserve it, or will you work with them? How does that relationship work?
Well, the advice is this is a wonderful age for networking opportunities. Use all available means and all available technology. Attend as many conferences. Partner with people. Don't be afraid to reach out to people that are doing like things. Do your research and then communicate.